The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's the 21st of February. We've lost February as we... Jared, what did you do? How'd you let it get past us like this?
I wasn't paying attention.
You weren't paying attention. Okay. 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. What's the weather look like for this today and this weekend?
Well, it is currently 39 degrees. Today is going to be mostly sunny and clear with a high of 73, a low of 47. Tomorrow is going to be sunny and partly cloudy at night with a high of 73, a low of 44. Sunday is going to be mostly sunny and mostly clear with a high of 67, a low of 43. And Monday is going to be sunny and clear with a high of 73 and a low of 46.
Okay. We're going to have beautiful weather, but we, you know what? We were both talking about wish we could get rain. You know, we need a solid week of rain here. You know, ideally it starts at like 5 p.m. and rains during the evening and then stops at like 6 a.m. That would be perfect and do that for a week or two. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives great discounts for seniors and veterans. It does hold so much for our community. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And if it's Friday and if it's 7:06 in the morning, I'm here with Haven Humane, and Jim is water skiing around the water skiing around the studio here.
Yeah, I'm having fun with Dandy.
Okay, tell us about Dandy.
Well, Dandy is about 7 years old, 8 years old. She's a beautiful hound mix. She actually, when she's just hanging out at home, she's pretty relaxed. She doesn't mind sleeping the whole day through, but when you get a leash on her and take her outside, she wants to play. So.
She wants to play.
Yeah, she's kind of the best of both worlds.
She's alert, and she is a friendly dog. Came over and licked my hand, and you know, just she's got no fear of people.
No, she loves people.
Yeah. That's great. So tell us about where'd we get her? Was she a turn-in or just found out there?
Yeah, Dandy was a stray that came in. She's actually been with us, I believe, since last August.
Okay.
She has some skin allergies, and she's a senior, so that can scare people away from making, you know, a lifelong commitment to her. But she's actually been sponsored by generous donors, and our PALS fund, because she's a senior, covers the rest of her adoption fees. So she actually has no adoption fee right now. It's fully waived. She, like I said, she's the best of both worlds. Lazy when you want her to be, and
yeah, if you want to go out for a walk on the trail, she's going to be there with you, or around the block, and if you've got a yard, she can, you know, have a little room to run around in. But then inside the house, she goes, okay,
yeah, exactly.
You know, and she does what dogs do best: sleep.
Right.
Even when they're laying there, if you look at dogs and you think they're sleeping, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're just laying there, and their eyes are open. They're kind of looking around the room thinking, I'm relaxing in case that next elk comes by.
Exactly.
You know, so good. Hey, what else y'all got down there?
Well, you know, first I want to say thank you to Farmers Insurance, if you don't mind. They sponsored an adoption event last Saturday. We got 21 dogs adopted just on Saturday,
wonderful. Thanks
to them.
Wonderful. Shout out to Farmers Insurance. Wait a minute. Wow.
And then
that was weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then tomorrow, 10 to 12 is our annual open house down at Haven Humane Society. We will go over our last year, how we did, how we're doing, what we're doing in the future, and give tours of the facility.
I tell you what, Haven Humane has done so much for our community around here, and it's good to hear exactly what they're going to do. Next Tuesday, I believe, I'm going to have Mark will be on, Mark Story, the CEO of Haven Humane, and we'll talk about, you know, what last year was like.
Yeah.
And be able to do that. And I think you've got, first Tuesday coming
second
up?
Tuesday.
Or second
yep,
Tuesday
second
coming
Tuesday,
up.
Second Tuesday should be coming up soon. You know, I wish I knew where
I'm
the next one was. I don't
I'm
have think, it on my list.
I'm thinking Black Bear Diner, but I'm not sure.
I think that's the one we just had.
That was one you just had. Okay, yeah, you're right. That was last week. Okay, but that's always a big success, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Jim. And Dandy, good luck. Yeah, you know, it's you know that we've gone to a I think hope everybody knows we've gone to a no kill when it comes to dogs, and we're quickly approaching it on cats. Gavin Newsom, of course, in his infinite wisdom of taking the choice out of anybody's hands, has said every shelter will be a no kill shelter, and has yet not said how that's supposed to happen.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe the less said about Gavin
right now,
the better.
Yeah, because I mean,
well, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing how he proposes that that's going
to
happen.
If it's proposed and they're talking about, you know, money coming down to shelters and all that to help to pay for the housing and the food and the and all the things that go along with it.
Exactly. And you know, it doesn't always come down to just money. It's it takes the whole community working together to reach that goal. We shelters can't do it by themselves, even if someone orders them to.
Yeah, that's true. It's just anyway, but you know, the thought, it's one of those feel good thoughts that when you're a governor, you got to think beyond the feel good and before you make a decision on something like that, and look at everything that has to go along with it. Did you bring in people like Mark, you know, to discuss how do you do this and what are the ramifications? But I'm glad that we've been able to do it on our own.
Yes, and we're going to continue working towards it, whether or not you know, Sacramento,
whether it comes through or not, we're going to make this happen.
Exactly.
Okay, yep. Jim, thank you so much for what you do.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
You
appreciate
bet. Okay, you can take off if you want to right now. I know you got to go to other places. I still got another 4 or 5 minutes here. I need to talk.
Sure.
So that's
thanks.
Up to you. Or you can just stay here and just, you know, chit chat.
Yeah. Cool.
The first coronavirus case hit Humboldt County. And it's been recorded, it's been identified, and the two people, the one person that has it and the other person who's been in close contact with them, they are self-quarantining in their own home. And I guess a couple other people that had been in contact with them are self-quarantining in their own home. So when you think about that, it has reached the North State. You know, in today's travel, I mean, I wonder if they'd been in China or what, but it appears that 11 people aboard one of these cruise ships have died, including a doctor. I mean, this is something that's kind of serious here. The fact is that it appears to be deadlier than SARS. And SARS was a total of like 8,000 cases, and this thing's up into the, you know, tens of thousands, it looks like, right now. So, and right now I'm going through the my blooming trees segment of my life, you know. I don't know. Do you get hay fever, Jim?
Yes, I do. And I'm also allergic to animals.
You are. So do you have hay fever going on right now, or any type of that going on right now?
Yeah, I'm pretty.
Because I've had this all week long, and by the end of the day, I'm drained. So, that's just something. Another good thing that's happening. another good thing that's happening up here is that. But we've got a full show today. We're coming in with American Legion right after us, and then we've got an author by the name of Helen Horza, and she's written a book called Elevate Your Career, Live a Life You're Truly Proud Of, and Not Be Afraid to Change Your Life, and gives all these types of ways of doing this, and it looks really interesting. So I've talked to her, and I think she's going to be a good guest. Then we're going to have on Perry Cremains of Just Hunting, along with Ted Leidy, to talk about hunting in the North State, but all the other things that are going on too, like the programs for our youth, the fact that Ryan Cibolo, who used to be a reporter here on the Record Searchlight, sports guy, wrote a really good article about hunting and how it fits into the progressive way of life. I read it yesterday and I thought it was really good. And it talks about, you know, raising your children and having them hunt to see, you know, to learn about the environment, to learn about ecology, about how to save animals, where your money goes when you pay, you know, when you buy a hunting permit or a fishing permit or license, how it goes to help the economy, not the economy, but the ecology and saving animals, and how hunting groups have done more to save the wildlife than almost any environmental group. Not because they want to hunt, but because they want to preserve the animals out there. Anyway, all of that today, And we're going to take a quick break now. And this portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. You know, Sleep Number is having a sale right now where you get 50% off the 360 limited edition smart bed now during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. You go over to Target Shopping Center, you go in and tell them that Carl and Linda sent you, and lay down on one of those beds. The reason you do that is they have a bed there that shows where all your pressure points is when you're laying there. You can look up, and on the ceiling they've got a computer readout showing these. And then when you adjust the bed to a firmness you like, and watch how these things disappear. You can adjust your side of the bed as Linda can. I adjust my side of the bed as Linda can adjust hers. My Sleep Number setting last night was 55. Linda's Sleep Number setting last night was 45. And it's vital for a healthy living. It strengthens immunity. It improves your health and emotional well-being. A good night's sleep. Even when Elk Killer gets us up in the middle of the night because she's got to go out, you can come back in. And in other beds, I would lay there for a while. I get back to my Sleep Number bed, boom, out again. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go over to the Sleep Number store and see what we're talking about. You won't be sorry. 7:16 in the morning, 40 degrees out there. We'll be right back after these messages with the American Legion.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, my name is Randy Jensen. I'm here to tell you about Curtis Byron, who's running for Supervisor District 4. Curtis has lived in Shasta County for 60 years and actually in District 4 the last 30. Public safety for the residents of Shasta County is top priority for Curtis, and he will do everything he can to make Shasta County a safer place where families want to live, free from the fear and harmful impact of criminals. Curtis has been involved with making the private sector and government sector work together for the benefit of the community. Cooperation is key to accomplishing goals. We're asking for your vote on March 3rd for Curtis Byron, Supervisor District 4.
I'm Curtis Byron, and I approve of this ad.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown.
Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, 720 in the morning here on the 21st of February, 44 degrees out there. Before we get to our next guest, I have to give a shout-out. The VA, you know, I go to the VA, and I've had nothing but great service down at the VA, but like every 10 years, they give me a stress test. So I go down to Dr. Muhammad Khan's office, great cardiologist, been on our show several times. And this time they gave me it's called a PET test. And it's got to do with imaging of your heart with the nuclear or the radium they stick in. I just want to give a big shout out to the ladies that are in there. Courtney, of course, the nuke tech. And Melissa, who is the EKG ETT tech and a medical assistant, and Becca, who is an EKG ETT tech. I come there, everybody's really nice, I didn't have to wait. You lay down on this table, next thing you know, girls in a red uniform, red jackets are ripping your shirt off, not ripping it, okay, unbuttoning it. They're putting, slapping the cuff on you, take your blood pressure. They're putting the EKG lines in on you and an IV into you. And then, after you get everything going there, they slide you into the machine that does the imaging. And it's the only one. This machine is the only one between Sacramento and, like, mid-Oregon. So what it does is it gives a good look at your heart to see if all your blood is where it's supposed to be, if it's moving, you know, easily. And then the stress part of it is they put another medicine into you, and they said it'll be like walking up a hill. Well, I didn't know what it was going to be like. But you could feel where there was some pressure there, but not a lot. And, you know, it wasn't like you had to start breathing deep or anything, and that took a few minutes. All the time in the background, there's some country music playing, and it's, you know, calm. And then you get out, and then they come back over and rip all the hair off my chest, taking electrodes off. And they are just a great group of ladies. And I told them I'd give them a shout-out today because, I said, the music there. She says, yeah. I said, well, I'd be glowing when I leave. And she says, oh, no. She says, what we do is sometimes we'll just turn off the lights. That's why we have the music and see if you are glowing that way. We could dance, which, of course, is not true, but it was funny yesterday. They give you a big cup of coffee to counteract the other stuff they put in you, and that's all. You walk out. But I just want to say that if you have not had, you know, I think everybody needs to have a baseline and be checked like that. If you're going to do it, Courtney, Melissa, and Becca, those are the ones you want to have in the room with you. Really, really great people. So here's your shout-out, ladies. I'm here with the American Legion. They came in yesterday. I had no idea. So tell us, give us your name and tell us what it's about.
Okay, Dave Cockrell.
Dave,
American Legion, and Richard Raker.
Richard Raker.
And Rocky.
Yes. And Rocky. And you've seen them both everywhere. So, Dave, tell us about the Centennial Celebration.
Okay, what had happened is we originally went out with a flyer 1920 to 2020, which is 100 years.
Yeah.
Because our commander board has listed two commanders in 1920. I did not have any documentation of what date we were actually chartered.
Yeah.
Then I was told, no, it's 1919, so we went and changed our flyer to 1990, which is when the American Legion was first established, in, I think, believe, May 1919.
But you found documentation for that, right?
Well, that's actually national.
Yeah.
Okay. They have it. Well, Richard and I were cleaning out our locker, and...
It's just cleaned every 100 years, whether it needs it or not.
Yes, that's about right. We didn't know, and amongst papers and other pictures, lo and behold, I bring out and found our original charter. What we have displayed is a 1959 reissue of a charter,
right?
And we should actually have our original charter there. And I looked at the date, February 10th. It actually says, 10th of February?
Yeah.
1919 has the seal signed by the national commander and the national adjutant at those years.
Are you telling me we missed the 100th?
It's 1920.
20. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. It was 1920 was when we were chartered by national.
100 years ago, then.
And it's
for people that are not sure, what is the American Legion? What is the American Legion?
American Legion first was established during the war to end all wars, and it was by the AEF, which is the Allied Expeditionary Forces?
Yeah, Allied Expeditionary Forces.
They wanted a morale booster for the troops. So a bunch of the officers got together and said, okay, let's see what we can do to help the troops that are in Paris or at mm-hmm. the time. So they came up with the American Legion. And then when it came back to the States... they had their first caucus in 1919, and that's when the American Legion was established. And chartered was the first, veteran organization chartered by Congress.
Yeah, it was. And by the way, when you say to do things, they would bring things. They'd have, canteens. We call them canteens, where people could get coffee and things like that for the troops. Kind of, to help them morale, just like you said.
So what happened was there was no VA. No medical for all these troops. And then that's when the 1920 is when auxiliary came in. And ever since then, auxiliary has been helping the veterans. So,
and just let me tell you how some of the ways they help is when you go to the VA and you've had a other organizations that
you're talking about benefits?
Benefits. American Legion.
Yes.
Into this. You all get involved in this.
Oh, they're one of the
That's what
strongest.
I'm talking about, to get in for benefits, because you need somebody that knows how to really fill out the paperwork and then follow it.
Okay. So it was started because of the war to end all wars, and that's the charter. And the reason people say, well, why didn't you have it continued? Well, that was the war to end all wars. So that's why they didn't figure we'd have another war. So then long course we also found the original charter for the Sons of the American Legion in this cabinet, which was established in 1940. The Sons were supposed to take over the American Legion because we were supposed to have no more wars. Well, that didn't happen, and we've had wars. Now, let's go to World War II, and the Legion, you don't have to be in the combat zone, not like the VFW. Mm-hmm. You just have to serve during a war conflict.
Right.
Well... the Legion Act came into effect just recently. And what it is the Legion want to acknowledge the 600 veterans that were killed during the Cold War. In other words, they weren't in what Congress considered
a declared war.
Right? You should have seen this resolution. It had pointed out all 600 conflicts that where these veterans got killed.
Mm-hmm.
So Congress changed the conflict. So right now, to belong to the American Legion, you have to be active duty veteran with honorable discharge. But it goes from World War I, which is 1917, 1918, and then anything after December 7th, 1941, until the current conflict is over, you're eligible for the American Legion. But you have to be active and have a honorable discharge.
Yeah, DD-214 to show up.
Well, or a proof of
service.
Service, or proof, yes.
Okay.
So, eligibility, we call it. All right. Now, why is it important? And I would like to see all veterans at least join a veterans organization. These are the organizations that fight for our benefits. I'd like to say we protect the benefits past, present, and future. Congress will take them away. I know that for a fact because I'm one of the, benefactors of the Legion and the veterans going to fight mm-hmm. to keep the benefits. What the government give us, the government will take away.
Well, so, it's organizations like the American Legion, the VFW, and others, and vets that fight for these. And people don't realize it, that the Congress is more than happy, because the vast majority of Congress has never been in the military. They're more than happy to take yeah. away this to give money to other social programs. But you have something going on next week.
Right. Well, it's actually
March 7th.
March 7th. We're actually celebrating and inviting the public. We would like to know the public to know, the least Shasta County, that we've been here for 100 years doing things, and we one of the biggest problems, we don't go out and pat ourselves on the back. We yeah. do it. We do Boy State baseball. We do a lot of things. We actually clean a street on Cypress. It hasn't been, it hasn't been needed to be cleaned, but we've been out there with our yellow vests yeah. with the American Legion yeah. emblem on the back of us, some of us wearing our covers. So it's showing that we're actually doing something in the community.
You all do a lot in the community. Now, we're celebrating 100 years. I'm a member of the American Legion.
Right.
And celebrating 100 years of service to the community, state, and nation right here in Reading. Live music, raffles, display, info booths, fancy coffee. I'm afraid to ask what that is. And lunch. Lunch is $10 if you want to have lunch, but it's going to go from 12 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, March 7th at the Veterans Memorial Hall, the one on Yuba Street.
Right.
And you get to meet, first of all, if you're a veteran, or even if you're not a veteran, come on down. You get to see what the organization's about. You get to meet the auxiliary members and the Legionnaires, learn about the programs and memberships, and how it helps our veterans community. There's so many veterans in Shasta County. If we ever got together, we would control Shasta County. I mean, there's that many.
Well, you know, the thing
voting,
is, that's
voting in one way, you know, for something that's good for veterans, you know, if we could just kind of like get everybody together on that.
Yeah, we don't have, any.
But you don't do political stuff.
No,
we don't get
into that. No, and I know that, but this is just me saying, yeah. You know, you're talking about a voting block in one area. The veterans is a huge voting block.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
We are taking care of a number of veterans that, some that lost their homes there in the car fire, in the campfires, and we just helped... What, an 84-year-old lady that needed a roof on her house and a heater in her house. So,
yeah, we just did another veteran. I was on Rob Burrows talking about what we did mm-hmm. with a veteran down in Cottonwood. In fact, right after I get done here, I'm going to be escorting two veterans to the VA clinic, along with me going to the clinic. But that's
Well, I just got a phone call yesterday about a Vietnam veteran that is the beginning stages of dementia, but he's trying to sell his house to get to his family. Mm-hmm. And they need about $1,500 work to make so they can put it on the market.
Yeah.
And I told him to call Celestina, but if he calls back, I'll give him your name too. Because American Legion does great things. And I'm going to talk about this all next week, but let's head on down on Saturday, March 7th, and meet the American Legion.
Yes.
It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. I'm going to be down there. Yeah.
And this is open to ladies, too.
Of course it is.
Not just men.
Yeah.
And the ladies, the families, because the American Legion is now family American Legion.
It should be.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you
for joining us today. Thanks for coming in. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Helen Horza with us. So, again, 100 years of service right here in Reading. It's really cool. It's going to be on Saturday, March 7th. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
There's nothing like it on Earth. The all-new Jeep Gladiator. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our cash and Jeep Gladiator giveaway swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries. Two semifinal drawings, $10,000. Grand prize drawing Thursday, March 26th. Win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. One of a kind with exceptional design. Purchase from SJ Denim. Details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, 738 in the morning, the 21st of February, about 40 degrees out there. It's going to be another beautiful day out in the countryside. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. A team of experts provide preventative care and screening of high-risk patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only area hospital with a Da Vinci XI surgery robot. It helps enable the surgeon to perform minimally invasive surgery with an advanced set of instruments and 3D high-definition view. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your care of you. It's your health, your choice. On the phone, I have Helen Hariza. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
You know what? Helen's an author, and I get dozens of things every day from people wanting, you know, from groups wanting to be interviewed on the radio. But I read everything about it, and I felt like it would be good to have you on about with your book and what you do. But
She's an expert in the field of career development, employee development, engagement, and retention. Hold a Master of Science degree in career counseling from California State University and a professionally trained coach through the Coach Training International. So, I mean, that's you've got your bona fides there.
I've spent my life learning how to help people with their careers.
And so the book you've written is called Elevate Your Career, Live a Life You're Truly Proud Of. And I've started going through the book and the talking about being, you know, some of the things that tell you that maybe it's a time for a change in your life. The fact that you're in a job that maybe you're not happy with, it comes out in different ways, like weight gain, stress, physical and mental illness, sleep loss, decreased motivation, diminished confidence, self-worth. Do you find that in a lot of the people you talk to, that when it's time for them to move on?
I do. And truly at any age, I mean, I think the pressure for young people to find something that's meaningful and really makes them happy is intense. And then in mid-career, unexpectedly, you can find yourself stuck or not liking what you're doing. And, yeah, it really affects you both personally, professionally, your health, and your relationships as well.
So what motivated you to write this book?
Oh, gee, Carl, too many people don't understand the psychological and strategic steps they need to take to get unstuck. And I think people feel kind of crazy, like it's their personal failure. And I just want as many people as possible to understand that there is a way to get to a really rewarding career.
Now, what's your definition of a rewarding career?
That's a great question. I think
I can come up with these things.
Well, very well done. I think not perfection. I think an alignment with your values, the things you enjoy doing, your natural temperament, and your interests, and those are the things you want to line up, then you're increasing the likelihood that you're going to find a career that's rewarding, satisfying. And I usually look at about a 40% part of the job I just don't really dig. And people are sort of surprised, like, oh, man, isn't it supposed to be perfect? It's like, no, it's never perfect. And people are super resilient and willing to accept some things that they don't love.
And I think it is, too, but a lot of it fear.
I think it's fear on so many levels, and it's valid. People who say, oh, you shouldn't be afraid. It's like, are you kidding? I have to pay my bills. I have aspirations. I don't want to fail. So fear is real, but fear can be a path as opposed to a block.
Well, you know, you say, you know, part of your what your statistics are in here, the research shows that the average worker changes careers between 5 and 7 times in their lifetime, some because they want to, some because they're forced to, I imagine. So it's people are kind of always it's not like it was back in our father's times, where you went to work for a company, and the company, there was loyalty there from the company, your loyalty to the company. You worked your 30 years. There's a retirement at the end of it, medical, all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's where my parents came up in.
Yeah, mine too.
And now that's not true anymore.
It is vastly not true. It is occasionally true, as life is always an and conversation. Some people still have those really long-term careers with benefits and a retirement. But most of us at this point, and us being anywhere in that whole range from teenagers to people in their 60s and 70s who are looking to do something rewarding with their lives, are finding that there's more of a gig economy, there's more of a self-reliance that people need to have. They can't kind of expect their employer to be the responsible party. And that kind of is a drag for people who would like, oh, can't I? In fact, maybe even see their career as something they deserve, that they shouldn't have to work so hard for it. And what I like to do in the book is say, okay, I'm sorry, it's going to be on you to find your rewarding future. But here, let me give you a pathway so that you can know what to expect, know what steps to take, know how to handle the psychological drama that can go with making good choices, and don't be in a position where you're flat-footed when something comes along. You come back to the book, you come back to the cycle, to the self-assessment, and you have the tools you need.
Well, you know, I'm looking at the table of contents here, and one of it is introspection, where you've got to really take a good look at yourself to figure out just, you know, what's going to make you happy, but what, you know, also what pays the bills. You know, some people say if you're happy in your job, you won't ever work a day in your life because you enjoy your job so much. But like you said, that's not, you know, no job's perfect, but if you can get close to it. But then the other some of the other chapters are the journey, your self-assessment. I think your career self-assessment has got to be one of the most important parts of the book. And then your talent package, your research, and then how to go on and do this. What do you think are some of the golden opportunities to the current labor market?
Well, I think the very thing that you and I were talking about in terms of being bummed out that careers aren't as linear and as lengthy and maybe as predictable can be really a relief to most of us who don't like doing the same thing for years and decades. Most of the reasons that people make changes is because they get bored or they feel that they have more to give or that they're working for a tyrannical boss or whatever. And in the past, you know, if you had a spotty record, if you kept jumping around, and jumping around looked like you had to say 7 years, 18 years, 20 years. Now it's like, no, change. Actually changing careers or changing jobs can increase your salary. It can give you, you know, an uptick in terms of fulfillment and learning. So I think one of the golden opportunities is the fact that we're not as stuck in terms of making changes. And I think we also need to look at the current labor market. We're at really low unemployment. So if someone's listening right now and they would really like to make a change, they need to realize this is a golden opportunity. It's a great time.
Okay. I'm with Helen Hariza, and she's written a book called Elevate Your Career, Live a Life You're Truly Proud Of. We're going to take a quick break. Can you hang on for a couple minutes? I have some more questions here.
Sure. Love to.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this since 1993. She's built a business with a number of great great employees there. I guess she calls them our partners in this, to be able to provide the right advice at the right time. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First. She's a veritable wizard when it comes to getting home insurance after all of the fires we've had up here. All the home insurance policies have been canceled. She has not failed on any of these. But give her a call at 221-0441 and learn more, or just stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Helen Hariza. Elevate your career, live a life you're truly proud of.
Experience the life and story of artist and World War II veteran John Schuller through his paintings and memoirs in Turtle Bay's exhibit, Lost Man Blues, John Schuller, Art and War. Open now until April 26th. Learn more about this must-see art exhibition at turtlebay.org.
Did you know that the I-5 property where we would like to relocate our casino was supposed to be set aside for Native Americans nearly 170 years ago? My great-great-great-uncle actually signed Treaty 8. One of the 18 unratified treaties with the United States government, which unfortunately, like many promises made to our ancestors, the treaty was never ratified. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What would we be doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted, and
who am I not to give them to? I'm like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Eight-time Grammy winner Buddy Guy is coming back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater March 5th. This legendary American blues guitarist and singer is also a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Don't miss Buddy Guy, one night only at the Cascade Theater, March 5th. Get tickets before they sell out at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Phone lines here are 605-456-7. It's the 21st. It's Friday at 7:50 in the morning. It's 42 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, of course. And this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition has been here since 1982. It was started because Joe Martino was recovering from cancer and he couldn't get the food that he needed in the town. So he started his own little business. And since then, it has grown to where it's been best in the North State, 13 years in a row. Everything they have is 100% certified organic. The produce from the ground to the handling to being in the store, 100% certified organic. Vitamins, supplements, everything, including free monthly health seminars, located, of course, in the Cypress Square shopping center there. And if you're looking for expertise, you're looking for local, it's our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. I can't say enough about them. Hey, on the line, we have Helen Hariza, who's written a book called Elevate Your Career, Live a Life You're Truly Proud Of. You know, and it talks about, you know, why not have a job that you, one, you really enjoy, and one that's going to use your talents. Good morning and welcome back, Helen.
Thank you.
What's some of the advice you give to young people that are seeking a new career?
Well, I think there are so many external pressures, and now also social media puts them in a position where they keep comparing themselves to other people, maybe more than we ever did before. So it becomes, it's always been a difficult process to discern what is right for you and who you really are. I think number one, know yourself, do a career self-assessment, do the elevations assessment that comes free with the book, which is pretty cool, and really get in tune with who you are as a unique human being. And then second, don't be impulsive. And that's easy for me to say, but hard to do. But take the time to explore your options. Don't just do what your best friend did. Don't just do what's popular. And trust your gut. I think young people know way more than they want to give themselves credit for.
Well, you know, and I think that with young people, I think that's a big thing you just mentioned about social media. A lot of times people are pushed into things through social media when it's when they look back in some kind of retrospect of what's happened, that it wasn't the right decision. But you're right. Saying, and here's a big part. If you're happy 60% in your job, I mean, you could be happy throughout the job, you know, or the career that you have. It doesn't mean working for somebody, or it could mean working for somebody, because there's going to be ups and downs, and people have to understand that.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, go ahead and take the time to design something that incorporates as many things as possible that you really like. And so, for example, you know, I've always been fascinated with human development. I really like interpersonal communication. I really dig yellow Labradors. I like natural light. You know, I've looked at a lot of those little details, and, you know, those little things really add a lot to your day. I'm not in there in the studio with you, but I imagine you probably have things around you that you just like that make your job more enjoyable. Those little details can really matter.
Well, we have a window. And we're on the, of course, we're on the ground floor. We have a window that opens up onto the world. And people walk by all the time, you know, from people that are going to their business to our, you know, to local homeless that come through here. And, you know, they stop and they look and they wave. And But it's kind of a way of looking out. I had a crowd one day when we had the boa constrictor in here. And I had it around my body. And people would stop and they'd put little faces up against the window. To see what's going on in here. But it is. There's things about your workspace that you have to have that that makes your life better. You know, people make mistakes. What are some of the mistakes, you know, a career change makes? Do they jump too soon sometimes?
They really can, because the very nature of a crossroad, a point of stuckness or not knowing what to do, is really high anxiety. And so naturally you just want to jump to something to get rid of that feeling. But I just try to explain to people that the anxiety that you're feeling is normal. You're not doing anything wrong. Go into that period of introspection that you and I discussed. Calm yourself down a little bit and take the time to think about what you like, what you don't like, what are your options. Really get your ducks in a row. Do it strategically, and take your time so that when you make that move, you're not making it out of a point of despair or a point of, I have no choice. But you're doing it more consciously and strategically.
Okay. Now, if somebody buys your book, and this is cool because I'm going to do it, you get a free online career assessment called Elevations when they buy the book. What is that? What's that exactly?
That is my baby born of frustration. So about 20 years ago, I'm a traditionally trained career counselor. I was working in a university setting, and I had to use four different assessments to get the values, skills, interests, and personality information that I needed to give my client to help them have a great career path. And I thought that was really inefficient, so I created a single resource that anybody can use on a tablet, a phone, or a computer. They don't need to pay a counselor to use it. And basically it provides them with that self-discovery platform. It's not going to say, Carl, you should start a radio station, okay? No assessment is going to tell you what you should do with your life, but it will tell you who you are and what you really care about, and it will validate you, and it will increase your self-esteem. That's really cool.
Okay. Now, we're running out of time here. So how do people get your book, first of all?
Amazon. It's really simple.
It's called Elevate Your Career, Live a Life You're Truly Proud Of. It's, you know what? I've got the book right now, and I can tell you this is my wife grabbed it yesterday, and she says, well, I'm going for this. I'm going to look at this, too. But you've also got a YouTube channel.
Right. I'll tell you real quick. I want to make this a really inexpensive, complete package. So when you buy the book, you get a free assessment, and then you're going to need ongoing support. So you can just search for Helen Horyza, H-O-R-Y-Z-A, on YouTube, and I have laid out interviews and information that will really sustain you while you're making the change.
That's great. You know when I got this in the mail, email, and when I looked at it, I thought, you know, this is a life changer. This could be a life changer for a lot of people, younger people or people in their, you know, at almost any age. So you can get the book at Amazon, and then you can, after you get that, you get a free online career assessment, kind of tells you what you're good at and what you should be looking at, and then a YouTube channel under Helen's name, Horyza, H-O-R-Y-Z-A. They help you kind of like implement these steps.
Right.
Wow.
Right. There's just too many people that are settling, don't believe that they have options, don't see how to get out of their circumstances. And you stopped at 60s. I think you should go into 70s and 80s. So many of us are healthy and vibrant and want to keep contributing. Yeah. And they're just as much needing this information as the 16, 17-year-olds and the 42-year-olds and so on.
Well, I agree. You know, people are working later and longer because they are healthy. Helen, thank you so much for joining us today. And
well,
again, it's Helen Horiza, H-O-R-Y-Z-A. The name of the book is Elevate Your Career, Live a Life You're Truly Proud Of. It involves a career assessment. Get a free one when you buy the book. And the book is very, very interesting. It has a lot of great things in it. So thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Okay. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking hunting when we get back here with Perry Cremains and Ted Lighty. We'll be back right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. According to a U.S. State Department official, the countdown to the signing of a peace agreement between the Taliban and the United States to end the 18 years of war in Afghanistan will begin tonight. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the agreement will lead to an eventual permanent ceasefire. Also on SRNnews.com, House lawmakers have been warned about Russian attempts to interfere in the 2020 presidential election.
U.S. intelligence officials told members of the House Intelligence Committee that Russia is meddling with the 2020 election in hopes of re-electing President Trump. The new warning raises questions about whether the U.S. is doing enough to prevent the kind of interference that took place in 2016. This week, the president named a new acting director of national intelligence, but critics say Richard Grenell lacks the military and intelligence background for the job.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Roger Stone, a longtime confidant of President Trump, has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for obstructing a congressional investigation. While Mr. Trump publicly decried Stone's conviction as unfair, he says he isn't ready to act just yet on a pardon. Meanwhile, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says President Trump has all the authority in the world to pardon Stone.
In a series of tweets, Graham says under the U.S. system of justice, the president is free to pardon Stone or reduce his 40-month sentence. It was handed down on Thursday by federal judge Amy Berman Jackson for lying to Congress and tampering with witnesses. It's yet to be seen whether he'll serve any of that time. Judge Berman has suspended imposition of Stone's punishment until she rules on his request for a new trial. Senator Graham tweets, quote, like all Americans, Mr. Stone can appeal the fairness of his trial and the verdict rendered. By new reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down almost 258 points, and the NASDAQ is off 130. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
In Las Vegas yesterday, President Trump addressed 29 graduates of Hope for Prisoners, a program for former inmates reentering society.
We are here to reaffirm that America is a nation that believes in redemption. And that's what it's about, redemption. We believe in second chances.
Mr. Trump also told the graduates they've paid their debt and they are made, quote, by God for a great and noble purpose. Google is attempting to make sure people know exactly what they're signing up for when they use its online services, though they still mean reading a lengthy document. The company has updated its terms of service, its largest update to the general use contract since 2012, in response to a pair of court orders in Europe. As Britain leaves the European Union, Google also announced that UK customers will now legally be part of its main U.S. operations rather than a separate European center. News and analysis at townhall.com. Intelligence officials are cracking down on leakers.
A former counterterrorism analyst has pleaded guilty to leaking classified information to two journalists, including one he was dating. Henry Kyle Fries of Philadelphia held a top-secret clearance when he worked at the Defense Intelligence Agency. He pleaded guilty Thursday in federal court in Alexandria to illegally transmitting national defense information. The court papers do not explicitly identify the journalists who received the information, but details make it clear that the recipients were Amanda Macias of CNBC and Courtney Cube of NBC News. Fries's prosecution is one of several in recent years that's part of a crackdown on leaks of classified information. Keith Peters, Washington.
Iranians are voting for a new parliament, with turnout seen as a key measure of support for Iran's leadership at the time of a sanctions-linked economic downturn and diplomatic isolation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Today's the 21st of February, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. What's the weather look like, Jared?
Yeah, it's currently 43 degrees. Today is going to be mostly sunny and clear with a high of 73, a low of 47. Tomorrow is going to be sunny and partly cloudy with a high of 73, a low of 44. Sunday is going to be mostly sunny and mostly clear with a high of 67 and a low of 43. And Monday is going to be sunny and clear with a high of 73 and a low of 46.
Okay. Hey, the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, veteran-owned company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And let's go to the phone. Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, U.S. stocks are in the red this morning as investors weigh in on the coronavirus spread. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 237 points at 28,982. The S&P 500 is down 36 points at 3,338. And the NASDAQ Composite off 122 points at 9,628. Active stocks on the big board, Sprint up 50 cents, trade at 9.98. Ford down a dime at $7.93 per share. Vail off 44 cents, trading at 11.41. For local stocks of interest, Costco up 22 cents at 324.19. Walmart positive 19 cents, trading at 117.89. Best Buy down 75 cents, trading at 91.17 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 1.47%. And over to commodities, gold is up $24 an ounce at $1,644, silver up 19 cents at $18.59 per ounce, and crude oil off 87 cents, trading at $53 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with the Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much. Gold keeps going up.
Gold is going up.
Wow.
It's gold, and the stocks are waffling a little bit, but it's an interesting time.
It is.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, thank you so
much.
Everyone
have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Susan.
Thank you.
Susan, by the way, Susan Eastman supports a lot of the great events that we have around here. She's involved in the Shining Care. She's involved in a lot of different local events here. So when you go to one, you'll see Susan, because not only is she the vice president of investments at Wells Fargo Advisors, she cares about our community. She's a community member. They're located at 2705 Park Marina Drive in Redding, and you can give them a call at 243-7561. After a half an hour of interviewing Helen Horiza, I forgot to say the main reason is because she's got a book signing tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Barnes & Noble, and you can talk to the author of Elevate Your Career, Live a Life You're Truly Proud Of, tomorrow at Barnes & Noble at 2 p.m. So if you be a good time to stop by there and see and talk to her and get some ideas about your life and where you're at and where maybe you could be going. Like, I've got two guys in here that they've got a pretty good idea of what they're doing. I've got, of course, Perry Cremains from Just Hunting and Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction. But, Perry, would you say that your life and your career that you're in right now gives you at least 60% happiness and joy in your work?
You know, Carl, I have probably 85% happiness, and it's just the way that you live life, right? You know, not everything, that's part of it. Yeah, not everything works, but, you know, having a local company, you know, Skyway, of course, we sold. I'm still engaged with that. I have the outdoor industry, which is, you know, more of my love and passion, right?
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, having a network of people you hang out with and associate with, that's what it's all about, you know. And if you're only half happy with what you're doing, boy, you need to get out there and fix it. I'm telling you.
You know, the Skyway, when we talk about Skyway, for people go, that sounds familiar. You all had an international business. You and your partners had an international business right here in Redding that made tires.
Yeah, bicycle wheels. You know, that's 1974, you know, Chuck Rodman, who was the founder of the Tough Wheel. You know, he invented the Tough Wheel, the plastic bicycle wheel. We use plastic as a generic term, but it's a nylon wheel. But since 1974, you know, we've been making that. And still the brand is so desired that the company that bought us, you know, they moved all operations back to Mississippi, and they still continue to produce the brand.
Well, you know, this was – and, you know, you could have gone to China. You could have gone to every place, in obviously, in the United States, but you kept it right here in Redding. And, you know, it, with California being the business climate – that's sometimes harder to work in. You all thrived in this.
Oh, yeah. We were in Redding for 40 years, you know, up on Caterpillar Road, same location, 40 years distributing and you know, manufacturing, and the product went everywhere in the world.
I know you tried to keep it here.
We did. But, you know, and once again, you know, you hate to blame everything on California, but it's just an easy out, right? They give you the opportunity with they continue to take from business, right?
Yeah. So the new business said, you know what, thank you for your interest in keeping it in California, but and off to Mississippi it went. So we lost jobs and taxes and all types of things there because it's just a lot easier to work in Mississippi.
Yeah.
So. And then, okay, I'm here with Ted Leidy, who is the founder of Northern Firearms Instruction. It started, gosh, over 10 years ago, and the largest privately owned firearm instruction company in California. And you've just partnered up, too.
Good morning,
Carl.
So
what would you say your life? Would you say in your job, I mean, are you doing what you want to do? Are you happy in it?
Are you kidding me? All I do is shoot.
I know.
People come to class. Everyone's smiling, you know.
Everybody's happy at the end of it.
We get the guns out. We shoot. We learn together, and you know, the worst part about my job, truthfully, and is just thinking about having to call it work, because I'm trying to, you know, spare my wife the shame of having her tell her friends that I don't really have a job because I like it so much. Every day I show up at the range with, you know, another group of people, maybe here, maybe down in the Bay Area, maybe down in Central California, and they're like, hey, Ted, what's up? I'm like, okay, let's get these guns out and shoot all day. We're going to just relax and have a good time. And, yeah, it's a good gig. I don't
you know what?
Complain.
And I've gotten involved, of course, with Northern Firearms. And it is, you know, you go out there and you've got a bunch of people that want to accomplish something. They listen to you, because if they don't, we have, you know, the fire hose to hit them with. But I'm just kidding, of course. No, but at the end of it, they're happy because they've accomplished something. They've done something they haven't done before. But, you know, and then now you're kind of expanding.
Oh, yeah. So we did partner up with a national company. Legal Heat, who signed a contract with all the Sportsman's Warehouse stores, Cabela's, Bass Pro, all of them, to provide their training in the stores. And so we are, of course.
They expand you all the way through California.
Right.
Now.
So we're their partner in California. So we do all the stores in California now.
And that, did you think it would get this big when you started this? What?
No.
When was it? 11 years ago? 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Did you think it would get this
2007,
big?
2007. So however many years that
13.
Is.
13.
Yeah. 2007, we started it.
Yeah, you got here about the same time. Well, about the same time I did.
Yeah, so. And I was teaching out at the fire department out in, or the fire station out in Buckeye. You know where that's at? That old fire station out there. And the chief out there in Shasta Lake City actually listened to me one day when I went out and asked him. I don't even remember who gave me the idea to start teaching out there, and I asked him, and he looked at me and said, "Yeah, okay. I guess we can do that." And because I started out teaching Hunter's Ed out there, you know. And it's just really grown. And I feel like sometimes I'm riding a Tyrannosaurus Rex through the state of California, just trying to hang on to it, you know. And we got a lot of instructors now, and it's really been good. And you know, the beautiful thing about it is, we're advocating. You know, we're advocating for the Second Amendment. Every time we teach someone to shoot, we also have another gun voter, and that's important. Yeah. You know,
it is.
And not only the empowerment and the knowledge and the safety, you know, and we get a lot of folks in our classes who just their husband or their wife brought a gun home. And once they brought a gun home, they said, well, we should probably get some training, whether or not they ever carry it or ever use it or anything like that. We are advocating for safety and responsibility in the home. And that's a good feeling when you're done with your day. You're like, hey, you know what? I'm feeding the family and I made a difference. And that's not everybody gets to do that.
And, you know, like I remember one class, we had three ladies in there that whose husbands were in the highway patrol, but they had the night shifts and they were gone a lot. And they wanted them to learn how to protect themselves in the home because they lived out like in Palo Cedro and places like that where the city police weren't right there. So it would take a sheriff. And as we know, the sheriffs can take up to an hour depending on where they're at to get to someplace. So you're not only advocating for people to be able to take care of themselves, as does the chief of police, as
absolutely.
Bill Shuler, as does Eric Magrini. They encourage people to be able to take care of themselves and protect themselves because they can't be there.
Absolutely. And doing it right is a big deal, as you know. You and I have been teaching together for, you know, since the beginning, actually. And we do it right. You got to do it. You got to do it right. And you got to make sure those shooters come off that range safe and responsible, with an understanding of their firearm and how it operates and how to operate it safely and the rules. And, of course, this is California. So the laws regarding transportation, storage, transfer, legal use of force, all that, it can be complicated. And you really need someone who knows how to do that well so that they feel comfortable.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here with Perry Cremains and Ted Leidy. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business that's been in here in Reading for over a quarter of a century. Voted best in the North State. Any type of heating or cooling systems they can work on. And let me tell you know, totally professional. They say they don't give you a time like, hey, be there between 1 and 4. How many times have you heard that and go, oh, that's great. So I've got 4 hours I get to hang out, and then they show up at 3:30. No, they'll say, hey, we're going to be there at 1 o'clock. You better be there, like, say, 5 till 1, because they're going to be parked outside in front of your house. That's Alliance Heating and Air. They know what they're doing. They have a great price range there. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more on their website, homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages. 44 degrees out there and 8:17 in the morning.
Shallow rivers run between us, we're as stone they never sink. Though we taste we all is thirsty for a deep and soul.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. We want leaders who are trusted to do what's right for our community. They value input from others. Leaders seek solutions rather than just complain about the problems. That's why I'm running for re-election for supervisor. I have brought forward ideas to improve our community. I have the experience, knowledge, and most importantly, the integrity to do the job.
Vote Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Leonard Modi, Shasta County Supervisor District 2, 2020.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle is in top operating condition. Add to that, three fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 605-4567 is our phone number. It is 8:21 in the morning, 44 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented. They are locally owned, locally operated. They want you to experience how they move local dreams forward. Stop by the two branches here in town at 1845 California Street, right down by Jack's, and in the Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Or if you're in Riverside, I'm sorry, if you're in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm here with Perry Cremains, who is just hunting and a number of other outdoor activities, yeah. And Ted Lighty from Northern Firearms Instruction. And we have a phone caller. Good morning, Dr. Paul DeNuca.
Good morning. Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning,
hey,
Dr. DeNuca.
Two of my favorite friends. And
hey, mine too.
In the area, talking about the guns, how can I not call?
I'm so glad you did this morning.
Dr. DeNuca has been, and his whole family have been students down there at Northern Firearms.
Oh, yeah,
advanced
definitely.
Advanced classes and everything.
Yeah, very. I've got
my daughters, my son, my wife, you have trained all of them. You guys are the best, and we are the last frontier in California for Second Amendment. Keep it up. Carry on. Great work, gentlemen. Thank you.
You bet. Good luck there, Paul.
You know, I just enjoy having you on the range, Dr. DeNuca. I mean, it's just been a very, very good relationship, and I love meeting your family, and it's just been, you know, over the years, I think we've grown pretty close, and your commitment to our constitutional rights is to be commended.
Thank you. And just remember, everyone, for the audience, Second Amendment is the one which protects the other rights.
You know,
that's right.
You know, the one thing, too, is I notice is that when the DeNuca family comes onto the range, the whole IQ raises like 15 points, the average IQ. So, okay, have a great weekend.
I hope to. Hopefully, I can make it to the turkey meeting and the turkey fundraiser.
Yeah, oh, that'd be great. We're getting ready to talk about that in just a couple minutes. Okay, yeah. Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You.
Thank you, Doctor.
Perry, we were talking during the break. You've got some thoughts here.
Yeah, before we get hijacked off of this, what we were talking about, how Ted, Carl, and myself, you know, we're blessed for sure to be to enjoy our careers, to have had careers and gone on to other careers, and really and all of us at this table have a handful of things we do. But for young folks coming up, you know, the careers just aren't available like they were when we grew up, you know. So you go to school, you know, the digital world, all this stuff. So both Ted and Carl, first thing you need to do when you see Ted and Carl is you shake their hand, give them a big man hug, a lady hug, whatever you need to do, because they're both retired military. You know, they did it, right? Well, they retired, they went on, and they're doing more careers. They're not done giving. So, you know, definitely appreciate them. But for you young folks, you know, coming out of high school right now, really you're thinking, what am I going to do? You know, am I going to go to college? Am I going to be this, that, and the next, you know, an engineer, whatever? Well, hey, the military is a great option. You know, you can go in like Ted and Carl did, go in for 20 years. You can get an education. You can get some discipline. And you can come out young and have a second career. And really your life is already paid for. And deservedly paid for after you go into the military. So definitely something to think about. And I can't imagine Carl and Ted don't have something to say about that.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, because I've been posting a little bit on social media about some of the platforms that's coming up in this upcoming election about paying off college student loan debt, right? And I mean, these kids come out of college sometimes with $100,000 worth of student loan debt. Talk about being saddled right off the bat, you know. And I'm not saying whether it's good or bad. I'm just saying that it is putting you behind the power curve before you even get started in a economy where a starter home is $300,000. I mean, that is really, really difficult to get a job that where you can start paying off that student debt plus pay for a starter home, you know, in one fell swoop, and then try to raise a family and kids. And, you know, Carl, I know this happened to you, and it certainly happened to me. I was raised in Cottonwood, right? I mean, my dad still lives in the same house out on Del Norte Drive I grew up in, right? And we didn't have cable or anything like that. I didn't have a lot of money to go to college or whatever. When I went in the Army, they promised me thousands and thousands of dollars for college, but guess what? I didn't even use it, because while I was in the Army, they paid for every dime of college. And when I walked out, you know, I'm the only guy in my family that's ever graduated from college, because the Army basically gave me the time and the funds to go to school in the evenings, and I did. And it took me a long time. I mean, you know, I was in the Army for my entire adult life, and when I walked out, I had a bachelor's degree. But it's true what they say. If you want to spend some time, you don't have to spend 22 years. You can spend 4 years and get some college money.
And here's the other thing, too, about it, as long as we're talking about that. A lot of times you don't know what you want to do. I wasted the first 2 years of my life in college. I just went from thing to thing. And it's not just infantry out there, my friends. We have so many tech jobs in the military, so many different types of jobs, that you can take that job and then go into industry immediately after that, after the training. I had a corporal sitting next to a contractor one day, and the contractor says, "Hey, you know that stuff better than I do." He says, "You know, you could come to work for my company for, you know, tomorrow if you wanted to." And the corporal looks over at him and says, "Well, how much do you pay?" And when this was years ago, he said $60,000. A year. I lost that corporal that minute. He was a good man, and he was good. But when it came up to times to reenlist, no, because he didn't have to deploy and all this. So not only that, but then you get the GI Bill, or in this case the Montgomery Bill, that does pay for your college and gives you that opportunity. Plus you've got the background, and no matter what anybody says, when an employer looks down and sees you got an honorable discharge from the military, it means that he knows that you've been where you're supposed to be. You can take orders, you can give orders, there's leadership there's a lot of initiative. So there's a lot of things. You know, we don't probably talk about what the military offers enough, but
you know, that's so true. And especially in today's business environment, where becoming more and more difficult to find that type of leader out here.
Everybody says one thing. They are having a problem getting employees.
Right, good employees.
Good employees that they can count on to be there, to have the initiative to learn things and all that. So
I always tell people, look, in the Army, you didn't call in sick. You went in sick. You showed up, and someone decided whether you were sick enough or not to work. You had to show up and go to the troop medical clinic, and then the doc at the troop medical clinic said, "Yeah, you can go to work or you can go home, one or the other." You didn't call in. You had to show up.
Yeah, you showed up at the formation, and you went, "I'm sick. okay, go over to a sick call, and then they need to be back in an hour, or they'd be gone for that day.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There was no calling in sick in the Army. That's for darn sure.
But, don't show me that broken leg. Okay, you can go sit here next to the fire and be out in the field with us.
That's
right. And you know, for what I'm going to say right here, my wife's probably going to punch me in the eye, but, you know, I went right out of high school, right into the workforce manufacturing, and I worked my way into ownership of a company over 40 years. And truly, I probably learned more and gained more knowledge and wisdom just from that work over 40 years than I would have ever gained in any college. But I'm not saying you don't need to go to college, but you don't need to go to college to get an education and knowledge. So, you know, choose your path and choose it to definitely learn.
Well, you know what? That wasn't the direction we're going to go, but we've got to take a break now. But when we come back, we're giving away free tickets to a great dinner, and we're going to talk about hunting in the North State and, of course, the National Wild Turkey Federation and the different programs we have for our kids.
It wasn't the direction we were supposed to go, but, Perry, I'm glad we went that way. My heart's full of joy right now. Thank you.
Gobble, gobble. Now it's gobble, gobble.
We talk about that second career. This is my third career. You know, since I retired, you know, I did – you know, contract work and did all that and went back in the Marine Corps and then came back, and now we started our third career here.
Yeah, so absolutely.
It doesn't, you're not limited. You're not limited by circumstances. You make a lot of your own circumstances. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show, and you can talk to Jeff Wurst about this, owns Craftmaster Windshield Repair. He is a true professional. He's from the old school. Every repair is a sign of quality workmanship. He guarantees it for life, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. He can fix that. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis and get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. He's down at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back with Ted Leidy and Perry Cremains.
Attention to detail. That's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. It's how we maximize performance, increase strength, and give you the dependability you demand. We engineer our equipment precisely at every level. It's what makes us a leader. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 48 months. Now through March 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
A
was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Yeah. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Out here in the field, I fought for my meals.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 8:35 in the morning, 44 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. If you're looking for that special gift, go on down and talk to Rebecca, and she's got it for your loved one. She doesn't make mistakes here, and they have great prices and a great selection. Open Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Perry Cremains of Just Hunting and Ted Leidy of Northern Firearms Instruction. And now we're going to get into hunting and stuff. We've got a big event coming up here.
National Wild Turkey Federation. Come on, Carl.
Okay, I'm okay. Yeah. You don't know how many people come up to me and ask me what the N stands for on the hat. They figured out WTF. Yeah. But they're going, not because, what you know. What the? And but what's the N stand for? I went, it's National Wild Turkey Federation.
Yeah, WTF just came around in the past 10 years or so. NWTF's been around for about 40, 50 years. So
that's right. Okay, you've got a big event coming up there.
Yeah, so Saturday, March 7th, we are going to host our Hunting Heritage Banquet at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Doors open at 4:30, dinner at 6:30. Of course, we are selling tables and individual and couples tickets. Today, we'd like to give away right here on KCNR Free Fire Radio two couples tickets, and then I'll come back next week, and we'll do two more. So that's eight tickets total. What we're going to do is we're going to set all of those couples together right next to your and I table.
That's right.
And we've got a table there. And
KCNR
so we're
our table. There. So if you're interested in going to this, these tickets are what? How much?
So for a singles ticket, it's $65. For a couple, it's $120.
So these are $120 tickets.
Yeah, $120.
You go there, and it's some of the things that are happening is, tons of raffles. Tons of this includes drinks and everything. Dinner.
Well, the bar is not open.
Oh, okay, the bar is not open.
You still got to buy your drinks.
Okay.
But it does include a great dinner. You know, we do a whole pig. So we put the whole pig out there. And Dill's Deli, does the dinner. And, of course, we have the raffle, the silent auction, the live auction. Perry's company is good enough to donate a turkey hunt for it. So we're going to try to raise some money on that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of different levels of tables. We've got a big strutter table, and that's $2,000. The big strutter table comes with eight meals, a sponsor membership, seven regular memberships, $1,000 in Sportsman's Warehouse gift cards, a $500 raffle package, an AVNX laydown hen decoy, a sponsor-only zinc custom call, and a sponsor-only gun raffle entry. We only have five of those tables. I'm not sure how many we have left. Then we have a long beard table for $1,250. It comes with a Mossberg Predator 22-250 rifle, which is pretty good, and along with all the rest of that other stuff. Then we've got an old Tom sponsor table, and these are eight seats. So the old Tom sponsor table is $800. And then we've got couples tickets and things like that. So we'll have a great great raffle. We normally, you know, have between 50 and 80 guns we raffle off. And the live auction, of course, is full of hunts and big items, and the silent auction. And, you know, the ladies only. We've got a ladies only general raffle. We've got a regular general raffle. We've got the Naval Sea Cadets posting the colors. That'll happen right at 6 o'clock. Honor our veterans in EMS.
And tons of games and giveaways for the kids. That's awesome.
Tons of games and giveaways.
Yeah, kids get a lot of stuff there.
Yeah. You know, and here's the thing, and it's why I'm really so involved. You know, Perry and I and Carl, yourself, we've been involved in this youth program for many, many years now. I think we're going into our ninth year. And we select youth hunters that have never killed a wild turkey before or harvested a wild turkey before, and we donate our time and effort to take them out in the woods and teach them ethics and sportsmanship, and we give them knowledge about the outdoors. And it does take a little bit of money, because, you know, it takes firearms and ammunition and the rest of the stuff that takes to take somebody hunting. And we go and take the money right off the top of this Hunting Heritage Banquet to run this show. And normally it costs about between $15,000 and $20,000 a year to do this. The National Wild Turkey Federation and some very big donors, namely Wendell and Seth Stout, my good friends out in IGO, give us the money to run this program. And it's an expensive program, but it's a great program.
You know, I can, you know, from my experiences, is you'll take a we have so many kids that put in for it, but we're, you know, we're limited by the places to hunt. We have more than enough hunters that will go out with the kids, so that on the weekend before turkey season opens, the youth, whether, you know, male or female, and their guardian, father, mother, or whoever the guardian is, goes out with the hunter, and they get a great opportunity to harvest a wild turkey. And like you said, they're taught so much about the, you know, the ecology, you know, blind etiquette. You know, what do you do while you're in the blind? And,
right.
And I tell you what, there is blind etiquette there. And they're giving they get to practice with their shotguns. They get to shoot a trap course, you know, so they can kind of get an idea how it move, you know, how, you know, shooting at a moving target. And the kids come out, and not only do they have a great time, you know, 50% or more will been the average have been for harvesting their turkeys.
Yeah, 50%. And about 80% actually shoot.
Yeah,
the rest of them miss.
Yeah, 80%, you know, will get a shot at least. And we've got videos, we've got photographs and all this. And then the following Thursday after the hunt, there's a banquet for all these kids.
Yeah.
And they get great, great prizes and great things that people have donated for them too. So we want these kids to enjoy themselves, because if they do, they're going to come back the next year and the next year.
Of course. And we're going to get them outside.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys, but if you think about it, all you do is work and play and sleep. That's all you do. And as we get older, we play less, but being outside and being in the outdoors has been a lifelong love for me, and it's always kept me playing enough. And so, but one thing we forgot to mention is we have the only turkey calling contest in our area that goes on at our youth banquet, and all of our hunters, our youth hunters, will attempt to win a rifle at this turkey calling contest that we do at our youth banquet, which is really, it's just phenomenal. It's a great, great.
These kids are so good.
Yeah. And if you don't think this is a really big deal, you know, National Wild Turkey Federation, that's the entire country. And there's probably about 10 million turkey hunters east of the Rockies. And we have little old Redding here that gets an award just about every year back at the National Convention in Tennessee, in Nashville, Tennessee, for outstanding chapter. And it's because of people like Ted, Carl, even, you know, not to pat myself on the back, but involvement from everybody in the community. And with Ted's an NWTF youth program, we have a network of landowners that are just there to die for. You know, they're so generous to give us access to their properties. Some of the best turkey hunting in the country, you know, not just in Northern California, but we have a community that's behind us, and it's huge, and we appreciate it.
And, you know, I absolutely love that you brought that up, because some of our ranches are actually leased ranches. So that means that they're professionally hunted ranches, and a two-day turkey hunt is upwards of $1,000 to go on one of these ranches. But these our network of landowners actually donate the land to us for those 2 days, so we can take out a youth between 12 and 15 years old that's never hunted before, and that's a big deal.
And
so
some of these ranches don't let anybody hunt on them at all, except for the youth.
That's right. And that's exactly right.
And you can't. It's hard to describe how the look on the kid's face when he hears them gobbling and then flying in, and he sees them in front. I mean, even if he doesn't get a shot. They're just, this is something they've never experienced before.
It's incredible.
And we're not talking about that turkey that jumps on your roof and gobbles every morning over there in Country Heights. These are different turkeys out in the woods, let me tell you.
They have a different viewpoint. People send me photos of turkeys all the time. Oh, you know, what's so hard about hunting turkeys? They're right here in front of my business. You know, there's like six of them. And I go, oh, thank you very, very much for that. You know, can I set up a blind in front of your bank?
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Ready and Home Helpers, if you need help 2 hours a day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or only maybe 1 day a week, it's Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. She'll give you a complimentary in-home consultation, and all of her people are highly trained. All of them are people that Sharon has vetted and been vetted that come to your home. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:45 in the morning, 44 degrees.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Glade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment, despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with a car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, better known. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold. And we've just had a visitor come in here and break up the man cave.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, I'm really happy to be here right now. Hope I'm not distorting here. But, yeah, thanks. I know it's testosterone city, but I came in because...
She had to come in here and calm us down.
If you're not attending the River Front Playhouse event tonight at the Wind River Resort, of course, you know, in the main ballroom, of course, I'm getting ready. I haven't been here this week because I've been really working hard on getting my performance together. And it's a something I haven't ever done here in Reading in probably 15 years. So anyway, that's happening tonight. But if you can't attend that for some reason and you're like, well, I have 4 tickets for the Doo-Wop Project that is happening tonight at the Cascade Theater. There's 4 tickets. These are orchestra seats. Tonight, doors open at 6:30. The show begins at 7:30. And if you like Doo-Wop and you love all of that great information, this is a touring company. This is not local. This is a touring company. They happen to be in Reading tonight at the wonderful Cascade Theater. These are complimentary, so do give me a call right now at 605-4567. That's 605-4567. And I always say put butts in the seats. It's important if you call that you are planning on attending. I don't want them to be empty and go, ooh, what happened to the KCNR tickets? So that's the responsibility you have by calling in and going tonight and enjoying something that's a
little
fabulous
pressure
show.
There. Yeah.
It is pressure. Okay. You can say you're going to do it. Do it.
Thanks, son.
All right.
Okay, time to...
Waiting for your calls.
Time to boost up the testosterone again.
Before we get any too much further,
right?
Kevin Tedder just texted me, and he said he has a Hunter's Ed class on March 8th at Sportsman's Warehouse. Anybody who mentions the NWTF will do that class for free.
There you go.
530-227-7060. Our fellow NFI instructor and good friend Kevin Tedder and volunteer. We'll do your Hunter's Ed for free, 530-227-7060. Mention National Wild Turkey Federation.
Okay.
Thank you, Kevin.
Speaking of the National Wild Turkey Federation, we talked about the big event that's happening on March the 7th, and we're going to give away 2 sets of couples tickets. These are $120 a piece. So when you call in at 605-4567, say it's for the Turkey Federation and not the Doo-Wop tickets. We don't want to mix those up. that you show up with your cami tonight at the Cascade. But give us a call at 605-4567. 2 couples tickets. So
you're 2 sets of couples. Yeah, $120 a set.
There you go. So if you're interested in that.
Tell them the bonus, Carl.
And you don't have to. The bonus is.
Tell them. They're going to be sitting next to you.
Oh, they're going to be sitting next to us. We're going to have a
hunting stories.
And you know, you don't have to wear, you don't have to dress up for this. If you've got cami, here's your chance to put the cami on. Or, you know, everybody says, oh, gosh, I have to dress up. No, you don't dress up. You just come as you are.
Hey, you know what fits in real well? A camouflage T-shirt and a pair of work boots.
There you go.
That works, man.
Yeah. We've got 2 sets of 2.
2 sets of 2.
So if you just want 2, that's fine. Call in for that, and we'll give the second set away to somebody else.
And,
okay.
And start saving your allowance because you will see something there you want to buy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I have to admit that several years ago that Linda bought this a welded
turkey. Somebody had, you know, had. I mean, it was a sculpture of a turkey made out of, I don't know, saws and everything, you know, for the feathers, and it's. And I said, why did you buy that? And it has become my favorite.
Oh, I know,
sculpture. Yeah. It's out there on our back porch, and it is. I mean, it hasn't rusted. It has. It just stands there. It's perfect.
The metal art.
The yeah. beard is made up of barbed wire. I mean, it is great. So, I mean, these are things that you're going to see there. And as I was walking out carrying this thing, some guy sitting up against the wall goes, "Oh, big night, huh? Lucky." And I went, and I was thinking about just giving it to him. But after I got it home. Two sets.
Two sets of two.
Two sets of two.
Two. Was that mean four and four?
No.
Two sets couples. Of two. Four tickets. Yeah, people are calling in and asking right now.
Got it, yeah. That's okay. Cool, I love it.
Okay. Hey, what else you got?
We're going to do this again next week.
We are.
So we're going to have another show. We're going to give away two and two again.
Two and two again. Win.
So a couple of things. I just wanted to make sure Perry knew how much I appreciated him. He's also a leader. He's a Mossy Oak pro staffer. So Mossy Oak, of course, is the official camouflage of the National Wild Turkey Federation. And he has been very good in using his network to donate to our kids program every single year.
We got about 4 minutes left. That's not enough time. But tell us about Just Hunting.
Well, Just for Hunting.
Just for Hunting.
Sorry. Yeah. Just for Hunting is a local company that I grew up, of course, in the area, hunting, fishing, and enjoying the recreation we have in the North State. So, I started this company with the intention of having a second career and moving on. But we take care of all of our local ranches, running turkey hunts, deer hunts, elk, bear, fishing stuff, whatever you want.
Wild hogs.
Wild hogs is big. But,
predators.
Yeah, predators, whatever you need, and we really focus on, like Carl talked about, etiquette, proper hunting, knowledge, learning. So it doesn't matter if you're a veteran or just starting out, we're for you. And you can reach us at www.justforhunting.com. Just go to the website there, and you can get the phone number, whatever you need, email. Any questions at all, you can get a hold of us.
And you've got some turkey hunts coming up and some spaces to fill, right?
We do. Spring turkey hunts here local. Give us a call if that's something you're interested in or you want to get your child out or something like that. Let us know.
And you don't have to be a veteran, I mean, a turkey hunter to come out there because that's what you all are there. You're guiding them and you're showing them how to hunt turkeys too. So it's part of it is an education. And so you're going out with an expert guide. It's going to tell you a whole lot of stuff. You learn a lot of stuff out there.
Oh, yeah. And we're fortunate right now to be in a position where we have a lot of non-hunting people that want the organic meal. So they want natural food. So they're getting engaged in our outdoor activity as well. And these are folks that have never been hunting before in their life, not even shot a gun. But they want our pure food.
And it is. I mean, you're talking about organic. That's about as organic as you can get. And if you hunt with Ted, Ted and I have gone pig hunting before, and the stories that we have just from the variety of times we've gone out, including the time that he refused to go over and check and see if it was a boar hog or a sow in the high grass. And I just said, just reach down and find out. And he didn't want to do it.
I got it.
You got it.
That is very true. We were very close to them.
We were very close. But the grass was too high to tell.
Yep.
And we kept asking each other until finally we just said, you know what, we just go over there and find out.
Yeah.
And here, I'll just step back if you think it is, and I'll shoot. And for some reason.
And this is a perfect example. You have tons of stories you come back from the woods.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't get the hog, but we have great stories.
Yep.
Yeah. Linda asked me one time, are you going to take your rifle? And I went, oh. I had to run back through the house, get my rifle, and come back out again. Yeah, well, I'd walked out with everything but my rifle. Yeah. So, how do you get a hold of Just for Hunting?
Yeah, at the website, www.justforhunting, all text, .com. Or you can reach us at our phone line, too, 650-888-0808. But we're not hard to get a hold of, that's for sure.
And, okay. Of course, we'll be auctioning off your donation at the National Wild Turkey Federation Hunting Heritage Banquet on 3/7. Doors open at 4:30, dinner at 6:30. Colors will be posted by the Naval Sea Cadet at 6 o'clock at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
There you go.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for coming in, guys. And, you know, it's a it's hunting in a North State. We have to get our youth involved.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, the that we're having less licenses sold. But without those licenses, we cannot keep the habitat. We cannot keep providing the habitat and the help it needs from our Fish and Game Department. I think the large majority of the funds that the Fish and Game Department, Wildlife Department, gets is from licenses and permits.
It is, but it's a lot of it's up to us, and joining a conservation group, truly a conservation group, is the direct way to the ground.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks a lot,
Carl,
for being here.
We'll come back next week, and we'll do four more tickets next week.
Yeah, four more tickets next week. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend, and just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.